With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. A disease prevention officer with the MRCU spots a resident in need and takes swift action. Mosquito Research and Control Unit's Vondante Leslie noticed a woman having difficulty breathing while doing an inspection, calling emergency services and remaining by her side until paramedics arrived.
He was so determined and so helpful, and you know, something is wrong, and if it is possible, can we please, you know, start some medical assistance for you because you're not breathing properly.
The resident, who asked to be identified only as Miss Viv, believes the outcome could have been very different had Mr. Leslie not intervened. In the days that followed, he took the time to check on her well-being and ensure she was recovering.
Well, it made me feel good to know that she was okay. She told me everything was fine. She told me what the problem was, but it was good to know that she was okay and she was doing better.
MRCU staff received training in first aid and CPR as part of the department's commitment to public safety and preparedness. In other news, a local man has admitted to theft but denies several other charges arising from an incident involving a woman known to him last October. Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks reports.
Sidney Henry appeared before the Grand Court last week and pled not guilty to robbery. However, he admitted to a lesser offense of theft in relation to the taking of a gold chain from a female complainant known to him. Mr. Henry also entered not guilty pleas of charges to damaging the woman's vehicle and possessing an offensive weapon, namely a machete, at the time of the incident. The court is scheduled to hear the trial on the charges of damage to property and possession of an offensive weapon on the 22nd of July. Sentencing on the theft conviction has been deferred until the conclusion of those proceedings. Mr. Henry remains in custody at HMP Northward until his trial. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Also in the courts, a man charged with three counts of indecent assault involving a girl has made an initial court appearance. According to the allegations, which date back to January, the accused is alleged to have touched the complainant and caused the complainant to engage in sexual touching. The man appeared before the summary court but has not yet entered pleas on the charges. The accused has been granted bail to an undisclosed address. The charges are laid under Section 132.1 of the Penal Code. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump has pulled back from his demand for ships using the Strait of Hormuz to pay the US for protection. He said he would instead expect trade and investment deals. Data shows shipping at a two-month low amid escalating attacks by the US and Iran. The price of oil has also risen sharply. The fossilised remains of a Tyrannosaurus rex have sold in New York for just over $50 million, a new record. The 67-million-year-old dinosaur, nicknamed Gus, is one of the biggest specimens ever discovered. British counter-terrorism police say the number of the former government minister and murder of the former government minister Anne Widdecombe last week was a targeted attack. Detectives are still working to understand the motive. The emergencies chief of the World Health Organization says Ebola cases in the Democratic Republic of Congo could be 2 to 4 times higher than the official tally of almost 2,000 cases. Cuba's state media says the national electricity grid has collapsed, the third failure in 10 days. Aging infrastructure and chronic fuel shortages have been exacerbated by a US blockade on oil shipments. Gaza health officials say at least 7 people have been killed in an Israeli strike in the northern town of Jabalia. Witnesses said a drone fired 4 missiles at a police gathering point. Israel has not commented. Ministers from Britain, Spain and the EU have signed a treaty with Gibraltar, lifting border checks between the British self-governing territory and Spain from Wednesday. Gibraltar's chief minister said it removed the physical barriers of a bygone era of friction. And the first semi-final of the Football World Cup begins later, with the favourite France playing Spain in Dallas. It's a repeat of the semi-final of the European Championship 2 years ago, won by Spain. The French coach says his side are the underdogs. That's the latest world news from the BBC.